7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is Beyond Good Day, where Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and I share stories. Sometimes we have help. And later in the hour, we'll have help from Peter Billingsley, who is involved in a Christmas story. Actually, they're making a musical out of it. And so from that, we will have great stories, I'm sure. That's later in this hour on Good Day. In a minute, we're going to meet Jennifer Beals. Does anybody, ooh. I mean, how do you not know?
What a feeling.
The cut-off sweatshirt, that's all I can do.
Yep, the over-the-shoulder sweatshirt. When she's sitting in that chair and pulls that chain in the water.
Uh-huh. Every man's dream.
Yeah, right. Being 20 years old at that time was a very good thing.
Very nice. All right, so anyway, she's on the Fox show, The Mob Doctor, and we'll talk to her, different role, of course. All right, in a moment or two. Meanwhile, at DougSteffen.com, the story of a North Carolinian who has created some new software that this fellow claims will increase your chances of winning the next big Powerball lottery. He's selling it, suckers, for $140 a piece. He's already sold thousands and thousands and thousands of them. Yes. So that story, warning, danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Wow.
You get the story behind the story at DougSteffen.com. Our poll today, in fact, asks the question, what do you think about computer software that could help you win the lottery? A, it's amazing. Where can I get it? B, that's cheating. C, I'm skeptical. If it works, why hasn't this guy made all the money himself?
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyone dumb enough to buy it deserves what they get. Or E, the only one who's going to get rich is this guy who's selling the software. There may be something to be said for that. So when you go visit DougSteffen.com and do all the various things that are part of what we have there every day, help yourself to our poll. It'd be very nice to get your input along with the thousands of other folks who every day visit DougSteffen.com. In a moment, we meet Jennifer Beals here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I love you, son, so it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to scream and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore. And if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the Total Transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660. Call now. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing to me?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at Staples.com. Staples, that was easy.
All right, as predictable as this is, thanks for creativity. Richie gets a zero in creativity.
Still good.
But I wanted to come out with Michael Zambello with Maniac, but Roberta said, no, Flashdance. I got to hear Flashdance.
Yeah, right. Jennifer Beals, American actress, former teen model. You remember her as Alexandra Owens, Alex, in Flashdance, and as Bette Porter in the Showtime drama series, the L Word.
Yeah.
Is a series. So, she also is appearing in the Fox show The Mob Doctor, a 3-episode arc. The episodes are running through, next couple of weeks, I think, Richard.
Yeah, it starts in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it airs on Monday nights on Fox. All right, so Jennifer, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that you and I have spoken before. I think we've had you on in any number. You've been so successful. It's kind of cool to be able to talk about some of the things that makes you who you are. Do you ever, for a moment in your life, wish you hadn't been in Flashdance?
Oh, gosh, not for a second.
No.
Not for a second. It was an amazing experience.
But how many radio
and
shows?
And it's obviously it's an excellent music cue.
Yeah. How many radio shows will you be on today where you will have to listen to that same song?
I don't know. As I said before, it's only really when I do press that the film gets brought up so often. Usually when I'm like walking out on the street and stuff, people come up to me either about the L Word or Chicago Code or Book of Eli or something. But it's a great music cue, and I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have something that gets you started, grounds you sort of. And so that, because I have to pay some tribute to it before we move into some other things, bringing it into the now.
I think where you pay tribute to her is the fact that you were going to Yale when you filmed that movie. And then after the movie went back and finished another year or two. So, I mean, how hard is that to film a movie while you're going to Yale?
Well, I took off a term. I went to my dean and I asked to take a term off so I could go do the film. And he said, sure, you can always come back because people take time off to go do all kinds of things while they're at college. And so it was fine. It wasn't.
What was it like when you went back after the movie was such a huge success?
Well, the film hadn't come out when I went back, so I had already established a whole group of friends, without the movie in the way, and it wasn't that big of a deal because Jodie Foster was already there.
How did your friends react though when they went to see the? Did you go with your friends to see the movie the first time you saw it?
Oh gosh, no. I went with a couple of friends, but mostly I went with my brothers. I remember my brothers and I went together.
And what did your brothers say?
The big thing was, what did I say? I was the one who looked at the screen, and it was this very odd sensation where the audience was experiencing this character as being more real than me. I don't know how to explain it. It was this weird existential thing that happened. And so I ended up in the bathroom, like unable to come out of the bathroom for a while, just to wanting to be by myself. And my brothers had to come in and get me out. Not like I was crying or having a breakdown. It just was very weird. It was just a really, really weird, trippy experience. Mm-hmm. And, just moved onward. But it was my personal existential crisis there.
And then you go to Chicago Code and Mob Doctors.
Yes,
That's a neat turn.
It was. It was really fun. It's fun to play, first play the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department and then play somebody who is a madam who's about to position herself to be a mob boss of the North Side.
So this is it's pretty interesting as you highlight the fact that it takes a lot to be a good actor. I have a few friends who are actors, and you wonder sometimes, how do they jump from one thing to the other? But you realize then that's who they are. That's what they do for a living. It's the same as whatever I do or whatever somebody who's operating a factory does. If you're good at it, and it just requires some concentration as much as anything else, right? Can you easily get in and out of character, or do you have to think it?
Well, the key to this character for me, and I'm not even joking really, were the crazy long nails that I had.
Really?
And I put on these ridiculously long toxic acrylic nails where I could barely function during the day as Jennifer. Yeah. But with she loved them, and they were almost like talons. Like, they're very feminine, but they're almost like a weapon in and of themselves. And once I had my nails, everything was sort of came into place.
That was Jennifer.
Was really fun.
Jennifer Garner was in that movie where she had daggers. That was one of her first movies. I forget what the name of it was. But you think of that when you're thinking about the nails as you describe them, how they can be weapons.
You know what I thought of more was Mob Wife Chicago.
Exactly. I was thinking of the Mob Wives that have all those nails.
Oh, yeah, all those fantastic nails.
So what goes on in the rest of your life? What's your life when you're not on screen, you're not playing a role? What's Jennifer Beals' life like?
Well, lately I've been working on producing projects, and I just recently with my producing partners sold a show, and which I'll talk about when we can announce it, but that's been really, really exciting, and just putting projects together. And
yeah, but what about at home? What do you go home to?
What have I been doing personally? Well, I've been obsessed with endurance swimming.
Really?
And it happened over the summer, and I started training for a half Ironman, and I realized that I love the swimming part so much that I was traveling across Canada over the summer, and every time we passed by a sizable lake, I'd feel compelled to swim across the lake.
Wow.
And
that's cool.
I started doing open water swimming, so I started doing also ocean swimming, and so far I've gotten up to about 3.5 miles, but I would like to go for longer distances.
I have a friend who does that, and I can say that you people are crazy.
Tremendous stamina.
It is kind of insane.
Never been compelled to do that.
Yeah,
it's very relaxing.
Yeah, it's
and
very cool.
But I have to say, I kind of prefer the lake swimming because, you know, when you're swimming off the coast near Los Angeles or San Diego,
it's cold.
And you see a stingray, you go, what eats stingrays? And you know that the landlord is out there somewhere, and it gets me a little nervous.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I swim a lot faster when I'm in the Pacific.
Not a bad thing. Well, you've got a nice thing going, and everybody recognizes you, which is kind of cool. You're picking some good and interesting and challenging roles, which is also kind of cool, and then you have the ability to get, because of your success, you have the ability to get the attention of directors and producers. And so when you pitch that the show, you had that going for you. It's cool when people enjoy a success, and then it is compounded by more successes. And so we wish you continued success.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Nice to have you here. Jennifer Beals is on The Mob Doctor over the month of December. And so you might want to check it out. I think it's 9 o'clock on Monday nights.
Emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend.
All right, places, everybody. Hurting up?
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The 23 and change after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, as this week pretty much, I think, initiates the Christmas season, the sounds of Christmas, the feelings of Christmas, the looks of Christmas, the Christmas mood. I'm watching some of the morning programs, Richie, the Good Day Show. Good Morning America, the Today Show. So if you're in New York, it's hard to avoid the decorations, and that's what makes it kind of cool. I think Roberta loves that about being in New York at this time of year. So, we have each week a list of the top 10 songs for that week on the website soundsofchristmas.com. What a great source for us to use and for you to use if you're into the sounds of Christmas. These are the new sounds, not necessarily new. I don't know how long this one's been around, the Clarence Clemons Christmas song playing the sax.
Well, he's been dead for a couple of years, so no, at least that
dead
long.
For a year.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, thank you, Rich, for that.
Yeah, no problem. I'm in that Christmas spirit. You
Merry
know?
Christmas, yeah. You dead.
Merry Christmas.
So-and-so you. All right, so Clarence Clemons, number 10 on the list.
All right, and then number 9, Marshall Crenshaw.
Oh, Sarah,
so Marshall Crenshaw. You like Marshall Crenshaw?
Yeah, I do. The song number back 9. In the 80s, good stuff.
Cyndi Lauper, Home on Christmas Day, is number 8.
I'll be home on Christmas Day. I am just
I sort of remember again what we're doing is each week, as determined by the number of plays and downloads at soundsofchristmas.com. So this is Cyndi Lauper.
Okay.
Number 8, that's how it works, Richie. Number 7. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra with Wizards in Winter.
These guys are huge.
Yeah, you like them anyway, right?
I just talked to a friend. Yeah, it's kind of cool. I just talked to a friend who's going to see them when they tour this Christmas season.
Yeah. Number 6, again, on the download and request site, soundsofchristmas.com, Madonna, Santa Baby.
Santa Baby.
Under the tree. So me. It sounds more like Cyndi Lauper, doesn't it?
Number five, Johnny Mathis, and Have Reindeer Will Travel.
I overheard, I swear,
right from the mouth of the thing I like about the sounds of Christmas.com is it's a fun mix. I mean, it's not the same.
It has
as Roberto always complains about the same 20 songs.
Yeah, well, I do recycle. Yeah, this is really a good mix. Here's the number four, We Shot the Moon. His name is Groove Up on the Housetop.
I don't even know if I know this.
Out jumps good old Santa Claus.
But because there's so much visibility for some of the different stuff, that's why it works. That's why the sound of Christmas stuff comes so popular.
Ho, ho, ho.
Bells are Christmas stuff. What happened to I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day?
Down through the chimney with good Saint
Nick. We don't have the Richard Marx, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day.
Yeah, there he is.
We got to hustle through these. Number two, the Fabulous Thunderbirds and Rockin' Winter Wonderland. And Jimmy Fallon is number one. He with the Muppets and the 12 Days of Christmas, number one this week, the Sounds of Christmas.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I wanted to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try it before you buy it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for YouTube so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now at 800-711-6044. That's 800-711-6044.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Good day program 33 change after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. We're going to meet Neil Morse, who is our Christmas music star of the day, in just a few minutes. So if you're interested in music and you're interested in Christmas and you're interested in this program,
we got you covered.
You're all set. In the meantime, speaking of getting you covered, we've had a lot of conversation on the air today about losing weight, being in shape. As I've said, I'm in... Well, why are you laughing?
I
want to know why you're laughing.
You popped out when you said you're in...
It was like a big mystery, like an undisclosed location. Yeah. Yes, you're in Florida.
Right, so here's what's going on.
Yes.
I have a connection. We've always known over the years how bad Florida is.
Florida is not the IT command center for the United States. No.
It is a mess. Mm-hmm. Remember, Richie, we used to have trouble almost every day connecting to people.
As a radio network, any time that we have a host that is based in Florida, I can automatically and instantly tell you that their connectivity will be lacking.
Yeah.
It's always
so
terrible.
I have my usual...
Bell South is horrible.
My usual retinue, if you will... Of connective tissue here, and it just has been a disaster this morning. So anyway, people have heard me clipping in and out sideways. Some people listening think that it's their computer if they're listening online.
Or their car radio.
Yeah,
so we shouldn't have said anything, but it was just funny because it was like the perfect timing for clipping.
Yeah, yeah. So do I bother to do this? Maybe I should just not try to get through the Axia 30. Here's the bottom line with this. Axia 30, lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Call 800-525-8345. Guaranteed to work or your money back. You get a free month supply when you buy the 3 month money back guaranteed supply. 800-525-8345.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
0-60. I'm Bobby Owens. Inspired by 1960s Italian furniture and print design, and with the enhanced silhouette of Fiat's legendary Cinquecento, the all-new 2013 Fiat 500e is set to unveil at this year's L.A. Auto Show, redefining the future of the electric vehicle in both technology and styling. Matt Davis, head of Fiat brand product.
Maintain the iconic styling of the Cinquecento while adding the zero-emission battery electric power train was of the utmost importance. The city-friendly Fiat 500e combines the battery electric technology with the personalization and that fun-to-drive characteristic the brand is known for.
Advanced technologies allow drivers to connect with the vehicle, the outside world, and themselves.
The 500e's TomTom navigation system has a touchscreen, responsive voice commands, and identifies charging stations in the area. A free smartphone app is also included, giving users remote access to set charging schedule preferences, route mapping, lock and unlock, and the ability to check their battery charge level to maximize their ownership experience.
For more, visit FiatUSA.com. That's 0-60 from Chrysler.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at Staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
One of the great things about technology is it's created a whole new sort of brand of music. Neil Morse is a progressive rock composer who's worked with a wide variety of people like Eric Burdon, the Beatles cover band, Mike Portnoy from Dream Theater. His latest project is the Prague World Orchestra, a group of progressive rock artists that includes Mike Portnoy, Steve Hackett from Genesis, Steve Morse from Kansas. The result is an album called A Proggy Christmas, which features progressive rock takes on some of your favorite Christmas tunes. This is an example of that with Joy to the World. Crank it up, Richie, will you?
Yeah, I'm digging this.
So, Neil Morse, welcome to Good Day. Does anybody ever complain that you're ruining perfectly good music?
Only my wife. No, most people really, most people really enjoy it. I think, and of course, on this album, there's also we also did some very straight versions. Not everything. I didn't play with everything so much, but I don't know. I had resisted the idea of doing a Christmas album. People had asked me to do one for a long time. And it just seemed so, predictable, I don't know. But as I started to dive into these songs, I just began to get all these ideas. And then So it just kind of happened that way.
Well, it is predictable because there probably isn't a recording artist that exists that hasn't in some way, shape, or form decided that either his psychic or her psychic told him, hey, you need to do a Christmas album. It'll be very successful. So everybody does one. And, you know, sometimes they're good. It's nice to have variety. Because if you listen to some of these stations that are playing this Christmas music ad nauseum, it's the same 42 songs over and over and over again, unless you go to a place like the soundsofchristmas.com, which is a great website, and I'm betting that your music is appearing there. It becomes banal. And
I can pretty much assure you, Doug, as I sat down and started to just kind of take a little quick listen to some of these things,
yeah,
you will not hear this song that Neil has called Frankincense, which is a mashup of Christmas songs and Frankenstein from the 1970s.
I love it.
So listen to this. This is
Neil,
the coolest thing ever, Neil.
How'd you do? Did you take that electronically from the original version, or did you actually create a whole new version? Because a lot of times, I mean, this is from Frankenstein, which was out, a classic rock song from the 70s. And now the Prague World Orchestra, PROG, Progressive Prague World Orchestra, calls it Frankincense. So did you take bits and pieces and just sort of edit them together, or did you start from scratch?
Well, actually, how that happened was my friend Bill Hubauer, he heard I was working on a Prague Christmas album, and he sent me this sort of rough demo of Frankincense, and I just flipped out. I was like, dude, we've got to do it.
This is
and
twisted.
So, essentially, I took Bill's template, and then we worked with that, and we messed with that a little bit, and then put real drums and put all real instruments on it. No, so yes, no, it's all us playing. It's Mike Portnoy playing drums, and Bill Hubauer's playing a lot of instruments on that. I think I'm playing guitar and bass, and yeah.
Have you played this
amazing.
Live?
It's hilarious.
Have you played this live in front of an audience?
No, we never have.
I mean, you can't imagine the look on somebody's face.
That big synth thing in Frankenstein that we turned that into a Santa. It starts off with that, and then it turns into Santa going ho ho ho. It's like ho 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 ho.
I need more. There it is.
Wow. All right, so this is one of the connections that you can have when you go to a proggy Christmas. Neil Morse, the progressive rock composer, working with some of his pals in a studio version of some of these songs that we've been listening to for years and years. We grew up on them, but not on these, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and also, if you're a fan of killer drumming, we did a little version of The Little Drummer Boy with Mike Portnoy, you know, one of the best drummers in the world, just like going completely nuts.
Richard, do we have that?
Soothing.
I don't have that one.
if you're a drumming enthusiast or like, you know, really like to hear some killer playing, there's some great players on this record. Like you mentioned, Steve Hackett from Genesis and Steve Morse, you know, and just amazing guitarists. And
so is this what you guys do in July?
Is on there.
When you guys sit around and head over to somebody else's studio and you're drinking beer on a Saturday night, and after you've maybe had one too many beers, you start going, you know what we ought to do? It's this really crazy Christmas album. Is this how you guys come up with this kind of stuff? I mean, what made you think of doing such an off kind of idea for a Christmas album? I love it.
Well, I'm known, in the progressive rock world. You know, I've made my mark in that world. So I've done a lot of progressive rock albums, you know, and so...
Twisted.
I can't. You know, the funny thing is how it started for me was that my wife and my assistant Chris, they said, you know, why don't you do a Christmas album? This was last year. And why don't you do a Christmas album? And they were thinking like a really nice, soothing, acoustic Christmas album. And so I started thinking about it, and then I came up with some of the demos that would become the Prague World Orchestra album, and it wasn't at all what they had in mind.
I bet.
I don't know, all I can say is it just kind of happened.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I was driving into town one day, and I had my, you know, I was singing ideas into my phone, and I was just thinking, well, okay, Carol of the Bells, it's been done so many times. Is there anything else that you can do with that? You know, and and I began to just think about these variations on these themes, and that was how it all began.
I want to know who is turned off or turned on by this. I think that this, the creativity is such. Mm-hmm. So many people are into traditionalism. However, this is something that sort of makes you think about.
It's fresh.
It's cool, yeah.
It's very
right.
fresh.
So, Jennifer, you hear it. Roberta, you hear it.
I like it.
And I'm a traditional holiday music kind of girl, but I actually really love it. I think it's kind of.
I can't stand traditional.
I know. So this is right, Roberta.
Well, this is right up my alley.
And just to show you how twisted they are, instead of Sleigh Ride, their version is called Shred Ride.
Oh.
As in guitar shred.
So cool.
Oh, yeah. You guys just ain't right, man.
Now, see, this is good.
I don't know that I see you as the guy who loves just the kind of the craziness of this. But like
I like
the traditional
part of it. That riff from this stuff, I do. I like this. I don't care for the loud guitar, but this I do. Yeah.
That's great.
But you know what I can also do, Neil, in my mind, because I have a great imagination. I've been in enough studios watching guys make music. I'm sort of picturing you in the studio working at this. The best, you know, whether you go back to the doo-wop era or you go through the music of the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, I sound like one of those phony disc jockeys. The music of the 60s, 70s, and 80s today on the Good Day Show. No matter what music you connect to, there's something about all of us that likes, especially in the world that we're in today, something different. Because it's the same stuff. There's very little creativity. It's the same stuff over and over and over again. And I wonder
right.
if that's a motivator for you, if it bothers you enough to be motivated to try to do something that you know will have commercial success, but still is kind of, if you pardon that horrible expression, out of the box.
Yeah, I would say this is like very far. Some of it's very far out of the box. But like I said, there are, like we did a version of Silent Night with sort of mashed up with a song that I wrote that we recorded with Transatlantic called We All Need Some Light. And that's all. So there's a really nice version of Silent Night. And, you know, so there are some. It's not all, you know, so challenging, shall we say.
Yeah.
You know, some of it. So the album's also very, very mellow.
Are you able to? I mean, this stuff is different enough. You should be able to get some attention and some airplay. Are you having success with being able to get it onto the quote-unquote mainstream radio stations?
I don't know. I think there are some folks that are working on that, but I'm kind of out of the loop. I've been in the studio mixing another project, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay. This is good though. I think we'll call attention to it, and I think you can find it on the soundsofchristmas.com website.
Yep,
you'll want to look for Neil Morse and these other fellows in the Prague, P-R-O-G. It's not P-R-A. U-G-U-E, as in Prague, Czechoslovakia. This is the Prague World Orchestra with the progressive rock takes on some of your favorite Christmas tunes. Neil, a pleasure to meet you, and I hope you have great success with this and other things that you're working on. It's 10 before the hour, and good day.
The following message is a public service announcement brought to you by the Aid for Hurricane Sandy Disaster Relief Fund. In the past week, our country has been impacted with one of the most devastating natural disasters in American history. Over 8 million households across the East Coast were left with severe property damage due to intense hurricane winds and flooding caused by Hurricane Sandy. Damage estimates could exceed $50 billion. We're asking for your help. Your donation will make a difference. Get more information on our website, aidforsandy.com. That's aid, the number 4, sandy.com. Thank you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at Staples.com. Staples, that was easy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
All Over the World by Sheena Easton from the 1985 movie of the Christmas season, Santa Claus, the movie. And so that's a good way for us to get started with movie moments, movie music from Christmas time, a movie quiz. Chuck Curry has a movie news. Let's get to our contest. This was the number one movie during, this week in 1994.
Can I just interject real quick, Doug?
Chuck,
I want to make a correction from yesterday's segment. There actually were four vacation films.
There were.
Vacation in 81, European Vacation in 85, Christmas Vacation in 89, and the last one was Vegas Vacation in 97.
We got corrected on our Facebook page, too, Checker, so thanks for bringing that up. Yep.
Okay.
How did we get it wrong in the first place?
Because we didn't count just regular vacation.
Chuck said four.
Chuck said three. I had
Christmas,
trouble sleeping. You're right.
Thank you.
All right, I've heard about 13 people speaking there. Let's see if we can clean up this movie, which was number one during this week in 1994. And it's so recognizable, I think it's going to be so easy. But you know when I say that, it always curses it. So let's see if you can figure out what this movie is.
Have you ever seen a reindeer fly?
Yes.
Well, I haven't.
Have you ever seen $1 million?
No.
Just because you haven't seen it. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. You know the name of the movie. You call us now. We'll see what we can do about a swell prize for you. Here's number two in the clip department.
What was the last thing you and Charlie did before you went to bed Christmas Eve?
We shared a bowl of sugar, some shots of brown liquor, played my shotguns, field dressed a cat, looked for women.
800-510-8255.
You got it, Jen?
All right, so everybody getting this?
Mm-mm. You want a clue?
So, Jennifer hasn't got it. Roberta, you got it?
No idea.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's the, this is, again, the number one movie during the Christmas season of 1994. Here's the last clue.
Sometimes believing in something means you just believe in it.
Mm-hmm. I think woodworker would be a good clue, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
And no, it's not Fling Blade.
8255. Chuck, I noticed that the word on The Hobbit is that it makes people sick because audience members at some of the previews got sick from the film's high speed. The photography and the cinematography is so fast that people get sick to the stomach like they're on a roller coaster ride or something.
Well, that's called certain theaters, not many. I think it's only going to be about 100. It's going to show it in 40 frames per second, which gives you that sort of soap opera look. I don't know if you ever went to Best Buy when they test LCD TVs and they sort of speed it up. It sort of looks like it's hard to describe, but that's an experiment that Peter Jackson, the director, is trying to push on the public, but they're going to just test it in a very...
Looks like it's not going too well.
Yeah.
All right, does that open? Next week? Is that? That's not this week.
Yeah,
that's
next week. It opens on December 14th.
Okay. All right, what else do you have for movie news?
David Ellison, the producer of the Mission Impossible franchise and also the upcoming movie Jack Reacher with Tom Cruise, has taken over the Terminator franchise. Reportedly, they will start from scratch. Seth MacFarlane, hot off the big hit Ted. Next movie will be a Western comedy titled A Million Days to Die in the West. He's a very hot property in the business. We'll also host the Oscars this year. New York Film Critics awarding Catherine Bigelow's new film Zero Dark Thirty Best Film of the Year. It's The Hunt for Bin Laden, stars Jessica Chastain. Doesn't open wide, really, till January, just limited in December. And out on Blu-ray today, Doug, Chris Nolan's The Dark Knight Rises, well worth adding to your collection.
All right, so I'm looking at this weekend's box office on Killing Them Softly. Did you even talk about that? It only brought in like $7 million, a Brad Pitt movie that's the worst of his career as far as opening.
Well, I don't know about that. I haven't seen it, so it's hard for me to say. But it was a film that cost $15 million to produce. It was bought at a film festival. Critics seemed to like it, but the public gave it a F cinema score, so did not go over well with the general audiences after they saw it this weekend. So,
right.
I haven't seen it, so can't really say much about it.
And what's the name of that movie?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, good morning, Doug. Good morning. I'm busy making breakfast here. I am going to take Miracle on 34th Street.
No, ma'am. But close. All right, Richie, who's next?
Let's try Rich real quick. Rich.
Rich.
Yeah, we're from Florida. Hello, hello. Hey, it's Trading Places, maybe.
No, it's not.
No, it's Jim, Santa
what
Claus.
Is it? Jim.
Yes.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.